Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking about the end of abortion by God's grace as we know it. A key, the killing, the shedding of innocent blood is going to need to stop, I believe, for a third great awakening to come to a nation called America. And America has been exporting abortion. Some of the things that we found out, some of our agencies have literally been funding abortion in other countries,
other
nations.
One of the first things President Trump did was
the Hyde bill.
Stop the funding.
But there's another agency they just found out that was still doing it in other ways, and that wasn't their responsibility. Something the CIA is supposed to be doing. And so we're just promoting the ending of life. And it's like, we can't do that. We have a president that's for life. We have a vice president for life. We have a secretary of state's for life, all life. And right now, specifically, you know, there's video games galore. Literally one particular porthole that they use to be able, the majority, most popular porthole they use to be able to play these virtual games that people are playing each other. Let me tell you what the name of the company is. The name of the company that actually controlled the largest percentage of those games is Wicked, is it, what's it called?
Cursed.
Cursed Incorporated. Think about it, Cursed Incorporated. Well, guess what? A subsidiary of Amazon.com just bought that company out, Twitch. Bought that company out. And so you're looking at this, is all this evil is being produced online. And now they have a video game. A video game. What's the country?
Argentina.
Argentina. They have a video game of actually hunting through and killing every authority that you can imagine to get to the baby, to kill the baby, destroy the baby. Listen, it's important. You got to quit killing human beings, whether they're grown folks, whether they're men, whether they're women, whether they're in the womb or out of the womb. Murder is not what God wants us to do. But look what it's come to. Take a look.
For this week's Speak Out segment, we address a new abortion video game. While we cut out the more gruesome parts of the video, I should warn you, it's still disturbing to watch. Based on reporting by Crux, this is a video game from Argentina called Doom Fetitio, or Doom Baby Fetus, in which players must scramble to get an abortion-inducing drug by battling police, pro-life women, Catholic priests, and then ultimately killing an unborn child. In the game, when the player kills the little fetus, they get a message saying, "You defeated Fetitio. Give this misoprostol to those in need so they might defeat it too." Misoprostol is a medication used to induce abortion. It's difficult to watch those video game scenes. I cannot stomach how anyone would consider that game fun or entertaining. The developer reportedly created this grotesque game to mock the pro-life movement in Argentina. The baby is made to look like the photos of babies carried at pro-life rallies. Doom Fetitio, this game, comes as Argentina's Senate prepares to vote on whether or not to legalize abortion on demand until the 14th week of pregnancy, legislation that already passed the lower chamber. And as the campaigning continues, you can see the twisted, extreme agenda of abortion advocates on display in this game.
It's the value of all life. All life is important. God is the creator of life. He's the one that breathes life, Zoe life, into the human being. And understand this, that World War I, when we went to war in America, World War I went to war, they couldn't pull the trigger because they understood there was a human being on the other side. Hmm. World War II, they trained them through like digital type games, video games, to be able to practice taking life so they could actually kill somebody in World War II. Now, you have your kid shooting people all day long on Grand Theft Auto and these guns. You cannot continually take life and be surprised that somebody won't want to take your life or your child's life or your spouse's life. All life is important. We have to value it because God gives it. No man has the right to take a life unless, of course, in regards to, you know, justice coming to a situation and, you know, where God brings, you know, thou shalt not commit murder. Mm. But understand this, that when this game is working its way through normal games, but you're working through killing police, killing women. You know, that's what happens in a lot of these other games. The last thing that brings it to a head is, I will even want the life that's in the mother's womb. And you get it every time on these games. I don't know if you know how they work, but I'm told about how they work is you get like things at certain levels. You get more of the drug to kill more babies in the womb. It's some sort of drug, they said, that kills children. Mm-hmm. I believe for a third great awakening to come to America, innocent bloodshed has to stop. If you want to be a part of that, if you haven't yet, go there and find out about the Roe versus Wade, the movie, and be a part of that. You can find out more details at VFNKB.com. I want to close out here, but first I want to ask you, comment below and let us know your thoughts on this. And also write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. We love to hear from you. I'm going to pray right now. Father God, we just ask you right now that you would be in the supreme situation where they're ruling right now in this nation for abortion, that they would end abortion in that. It would just flip around, Father God, and life would be winning again. Like our president said, our vice president said, life is winning again in America, Father God. Dear God, we ask you right now, put in Supreme Court justices that will end this murdering of children, Father God. We ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.